Merry Christmas. Welcome to today's Christmas cast at long last. This is Father John Zilsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Trojak. O marvelous night, this night of Bethlehem, night which is tenebrous only for those who sleep, night obscure for the rationalist mind that wants to comprehend everything, night thick for those who wallow in the pleasures of life, night all illumined, however, for those who have a sense of mystery, radiant night for those with a longing for a greatness which is beyond their reach and which God alone can offer them. Night dazzling with brightness for those who, their heart full of hope, know they are loved by God and loved infinitely. O gentle night, O holy night. The shepherds, not knowing what name to give to the news that they have just learned through the message of the angels, speak of the thing that has come to pass. That really is the way simple people would speak, people of modest origin, people who are not scholars. It is a language of shepherds. The natural simplicity of the tale would be enough to attest to the fidelity of a narrator that received the confidences of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Luke did not have to prove that God exists. That was a truth all men acknowledged. But he did have to prove to us that God loves us and that we need not search for him any longer, because he has come to us. He has come down from heaven. The shepherds who came this night to render him homage would perhaps never know that the child of Bethlehem was one day going to declare proudly, "I am the good shepherd." O Jesus, thou wert born in Bethlehem, a word which means house of bread. Thou art the living bread come down from heaven. I wish to unite myself to thee in receiving thee with fervor in holy communion. What Christ did in his own human nature in Galilee, he is doing today, in every city and hamlet of the world where souls are vivified by his Spirit. He is still being born in other Bethlehems of the world, still coming into his own and his own receiving him not, still instructing the learned doctors of the law and answering their questions, still laboring at a carpenter's bench, still going about doing good, still preaching, governing, sanctifying, climbing other Calvaries, and entering into the glory of his Father. Fulton Sheen. The Collect for the Mass during the day in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, that the new birth in the flesh of your only begotten Son may deliver us whom the bondage of old keeps under the yoke of sin. Oremus, concede quaesimus omnipotens Deus, ut nos unigeniti tui nova per carnem nativitas liberet, quos sub peccari jugo vetusta servitus tenet. Per eundem Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.